But also over here, in Anderson and Dollar, brings down three shittas. But what's the din? If your chometz, or chometz you took a chvayis on, is out of your rishos. It's in a different rishos. The emphasis is that there's a mokum to ask a very stark harim shot. The emphasis is that there's a mokum to ask a very stark harim shot. And that is, what's the Rosh doing in the end of Simen Dalet? Although the sugya of Yichud Abayis, the Rosh explains later on. Simen Vav. In Simen Vav, we were introduced for the first time to the concept that the Chometz is in Yerushos, out of Yerushos. The Tesis are made of Paris, the Ramban, over there, you should have brought down the Yishmin Agoyim. It's a little bit weird that the Ramban brings, that the Rosh brings down these Shitas which discuss the fundamental issue of Chometz outside Yerushos. Back there, I don't think it's the end of the world, the Chal Akasha. I don't think it's the end of the world. But there's a Diyuk, which I'm going to speak about it at the end of our at the end of the Shia today. Why did the Rosh wait to Davos? He could say, he spoke about Achvayis. But I think this perhaps, I want to be Matzia, a deeper possibility, why didn't he put it in the right place, quote-unquote, which is our Gemara, on Vav and Aleph, of Yichud Abayis, we saw for the first time the concept of whose Rishos is in, Chemta Shalmachri, Vibesa Shalmachri, etc. As you also today, this Rosh is one of the most controversial shtiklach rishonim in the Mesachta. The Rosh over here brings down three shitas. The Rosh starts off and says, Yesh min agrayim sh'amru, Yisrael sh'hiv kichemtzai, etzal nochri, oy etzi Yisrael chaveroi, v'kibbal ha'nivkad olav achray, etzal nivkad chay v'b'yuroi v'lai ha'mavkad, av b'yishu sh'alai, kibbe sh'ayna b'shusim. V'b'yuroi v'chalzim. The Tani Hassan Batech Alam and Emma, if you should never hold Bucha Shemarani Kibshutai, Tamalem Batechem, Habes Bushus of Bucha Bushusai. Yotzachem to Shanoki Bushus Israel should be based of any Yachal of Ari. This line of the Rechota is very, very controversial, very schwer. Rechota says that the reason why if you have a Nochri Shomis in your house without a Chari, it's obviously you're not over, because it says, because any Yachal of Ari. So first of all, it's against our Gemara. Our Gemara says the reason is because of Lacha. Second of all, what's even more aggravating is that if the reason why you're not over on somebody else's chometz is because you can't be mevaret, if it's a goyis, so what's a chayis going to help? You still can't be mevaret. What's any echol of aret? I mean, mechilta is a pal. I don't have a pshat in the mechilta. This part of the mechilta that explains a new explanation why when the chometz of a nachri is in your house, you're not over. A, he brings a different reason than our Gemara. And second of all, if it's true that the reason why you fought is because any echol of aret, what's a chayis going to help for that? A component was the gear to us in the second half of the Mechilta. Yotzachem to Sheisol b'shus anachim shushalei v'ena b'shusim. So we'll start with the first of these three sheetas. I'm going to go kisei there, and then we'll speak out the nafkarinas. Sheeta number one is what's called the famous sheet of Yesh Min Agoyim. Yesh Min Agoyim said that if you have chometz of a goy, if Yisrael took chometz and he gave it to a nachri or eitz Yisrael chaveru v'kibla nifgal v'achreis, he's not over. I want to stop there for a second. So what's the deal? What did Yishmael Goyim say? A guy took chometz of his own. I took chometz which is mine. And I was mafkir by somebody. I put it in somebody else's rishos. And that nifkir was mekabel achrayis. Says the Yishmael Goyim Yipata. Broke out a huge controversy. Why? What's the reason? Says the Yishmael Goyim. He brings a mechilta to back himself up. Broke out a huge controversy. Why? What's the reason? The Shakazari is even paying gimel that I asked you to see. The Shaka Science Unipig Gimel that I printed out for you today, and if you didn't understand exactly what he was saying, you'll see it again today. You'll see it again tonight. The Shaka Science Unipig Gimel says explicitly that the Yishmin Agoinim held like the Ramban, that there's a drosha called Batecha, which means geographically the Chometz has to be by you, and the minute you take it outside your Rishus, you're not over. Period. I repeat again, the Shaka Science, the Hilgi Shaka Science learns that the Pshat of the Yishmin Agoinim is not much like the Ramban that we saw on Thursday. We spoke about last week at length, the big shita, that in order to be over on chometz, it's not enough that you own it. It has to be geographically in your rishos. And when you are mafkated by somebody else, you're not over. That's what the Yishmael Goyim hold. So why does it say that nifkar was mekabel achrayis? It has nothing to do with that. Even if the nifkar was mekabel achrayis, the minute I took the chometz and put it into somebody else's rishos, I put it into rishos, I'm not over. So says the shakasari, shakin zach. That the mafkid is not over is because it's out of his rishos. That the mafkid is not over is because it's geographic as rishos. So why did the Yesh Min Agoyim say that the nifkad was mekabel achrayis? That's just to explain why the Nifkat's over. The Nifkat, if he was Mekabal Achrayis, is over, because he was Mekabal Achrayis. But the Nifkat's Kabbalah Achrayis has no shakas b'chal to the reason why the Mafkir is not over. Says the Shakasai, the reason why the Mafkir is not over, the Mafkid, the Bible of the Chomets is not over, because it's not in his Rishos, it's out of his Rishos, like we saw from the Mechilta, and the Ramban, and the Ran, and the Ben David. He pushed it geographically, I stress the word geographically, he took it out of your Rishos, it's not in your domain, and you know, so why did the Yeshman Agarim Mutches have to speak out that the Nifka was a Kabbalah? I don't do the Nifka B'Yom Chabal Chavayis. The minute I put it in somebody else's house, I'm not over. Says the Shagasai, that's what I printed out for you today in Achanami. He says, Upshat, the reason why the Yeshman Agarim brought down that the Nifka was a Kabbalah Chavayis is not coming to explain why the Mafka is not over. It's coming to explain why the Nifka is over. Atkan, Divrei, Rabbeinu, Hashagasai, Upshat, in the Yeshman Agarim. Go slowly. So, a massive shtickle there. The Shagazai himself, not in the part that I printed out for you today, he bavorns himself that the Rosh for sure didn't understand the Yesh Ben Agarim like that, but in the Torah it's before it's not like that. If you saw the Torah that I asked you to see today, the Torah says explicitly not like the Shagazai. The Torah says Kivon. When the Torah explains why the Yesh Ben Agarim hold the Mafkid is not over, it says the Lashon of the Torah, Kivon, since the Nifkad was Mekabal Achrayis, you also the Lashon today in the Torah. The Lashon of the Torah is the Torah is when he in Tzimut of Mem, he says Kivon Shekivon Vachrayis in a Mafkid Ayvelov. He said before Shekivon, he doesn't say the Grada. He says that the reason why the Mafkid is not over is because the Nifkah was Mekabal Achrayis. That's Mefurish. So it's Mefurish in the Torah that's not Pshat. The Shakzai himself bavorns it that he's not saying Pshat like the Torah learned Pshat in the Yeshua Nagoyim. But the Torah says Mefurish that wasn't Pshat in the Yeshua Nagoyim. The Torah says that the reason why the Mafkid is not over is because the Nifkah was Mekabal Achrayis. That's A. B is, the Tor took this pshat from his father, the Rosh. If you look at the end of the Rosh, when the Rosh brings Shita number 3, V'nirali, Ma'ad the Dabar Pashadu, the Afal Pisha Nifkid, Kivol Achrayis, Mikomokom Ikra Momish Abayalamu. What's Afal Pi mean? Meforish. Even though the Nifkos Mikal Achrayis, still the Mafkid's over. He said Meforish, that's an even though. Even though the Nifkos Mikal Achrayis, and that's the reason why the Mafkid shouldn't be over. Still, the Mafkid's over, as I said beforeish, black on white in the Rosh. So the Rosh is beforeish that the Nifka Zachrayas is a reason not to be over for the Mafkid. That's what Rosh makes out, an apology. Hagam, even though the Nifka Zachrayas, still the Mafkid is over. You're arguing in the Yeshman Agarim. I'll be staying beforeish that the reason why the Mafkid is not over is because the Nifka is Mekabal Achrayas. So we have two Makaris, the Rosh and the Torah, not like the Shagasari. So the big question is, and this is the big riddle. Big riddle. So what is the pshat in the Yeshman Agarim? Memanashach. They hold of the Ramban's Mechilta that it has to be in your geographical house, or it doesn't have to be in your geographical house. Why in the world should the Mafkid being over be totally on what the Nifkah is Mekabal Achrayis? It means I have chametz. I took my chametz and I put it outside the door. I put it in somebody else's rishos. You're over, you're not over. If you need your geographical rishos, you shouldn't be over. And if you don't need one, what are the two that the guy was Mekabal Achrayis? That's the big riddle over here. Since it's clear, at least from the Torah and the Rosh, not like the Shakar Sari. Since it's clear from the Torah and the Rosh, not like the Shakar Sari, that the reason why the Mafkid is not over is not because it's out of his geographical rishos, because if that were the case, I don't need the Nifkah to go over Mekabal Achrayis. But the reason why it's not over because the Nifkah is Mekabal. So it's not the Ramban's Mechilta. It's not the Ramban's that has to be geographically in Rishos. No, the fact is because the Nifkah is Mekabal Achrayis. So the big question is, why should it make a difference whether the Nifkah is Mekabal Achrayis or not? That's the big question. The Bir Advarim is like this. In order to explain this, I want to give an introduction. Bear with me, and I'm going to build a whole binyan here. So we have a Yesh Ben Agarim which needs a beer. Why do I care if the Nifkah is Mekabal Achrayis or not? Either it needs to be in your Rishos meaning geographical or not. The second pshat that the Rosh brings down, we'll come back in a few minutes, is a Reinyan. Reinyan is La'olam Rishos HaMafkidu. L'chayav L'vat Min HaTorah Kivim Pek Buv V'Goyin Nev Mibes Yesh Shalem Beis Mikdash Kach Beis Hekdash Kach Mitzosim Shem Reinyan is Apel Da'ivan Dirai Asoy. First of all, Rabbeinu argues and says, no, you always chayiv. Why? So I want to teach you how to learn a Rosh. Rabbeinu, the way the Rosh quotes him, doesn't say, you always chayiv because I couldn't care less where it is as long as you own it. That's not what he said. But it was a Lashon he said. La'olam b'rishos ha'mafkidu. It's always in your Rishos, Diak number one. Rabbeinu argues the Yesh Ben Agarim and says, even if you put it by somebody else, you're over. Why? Wherever it is, it's my Rishos. Either Gaza or Kabbalah Christ, I out of my Rishos geographically, and he's from Kabbalah Christ. The whole package of the Ishmael Grain, he argues with one line. I want to point out again. The Rosh doesn't say, I couldn't care less who's Rishos it in as long as you own the Chametz. And that's the only criteria for it. Could have said that, by the way. Could have said that. What do I care where it is? What do I care with the Gachrayat? What do I care where it is? Locally, my chult, I don't hold the whole thing. But I said, as long as it's your Chametz, you have a value of my matzah. He doesn't say that. His Lashon is, La'elam Rishos Hashem Afkid. The big mystery is, what did he bring a raya from Beis Ishel, Hekdish, or Beis Ishel? What does he want? What? It's called Beis Ish. What did he want? What's Villar? So it's very interesting. So first of all, I don't have to say anything, because the Rosh says I don't understand the raya. So why do I have to say anything? The Rosh says I don't see what the Rainy Yosh raya was. It's a little bit of a chutzpah, because all the Achronim, all the Deiris, tried to figure out what could be Pshat and Rabbeinu in his raya. Even when I was in Shevar Bosher, he said Apshat. But the Rosh says he didn't understand. That means the Pshat I'm going to say is the Rosh. It was wrong probably, because the Rosh didn't understand it. So whatever we're going to say, the Rosh understood. But we're going to try anyway. I want to attempt to say a Pshat in the Rabbeinu Yonah for the simple reason of bringing out what Rabbeinu Yonah said. But the Raya is not so important. What I know from over the years is, and what was Rabbeinu Yonah's Raya to what he said? Not exactly what he said, exactly what he brought a Raya to. Wait, what's wrong? What? You understand the Raya? So the Rosh is under. I want to suggest two mahalchim that the Velt says. One of them is Rav Asher. One the Velt says. There's two mahalchim that the Velt says. Both mahalchim the Velt says. What Rabbeinu Yonah mean? Again, whether or not he meant this right or not, what's important to me is to put it into the pshat of Rabbeinu Yonah. How he learned the sheet of pshat like this. One way is a very interesting pshat. The pasuk of Beis Ish Filei Beis Hekdish, which the Rabbeinu Yonah is bringing down, is a Gemara in Baba Kama that if you steal from Hekdish, you're not chayav kefil. I repeat, if you steal from Hekdish, you're not chayav kefil. Normally, if you steal chayav kefil, we're good enough to be Beis Ish. If you steal from Hekdish, it's not good. It has to be Beis Ish. So the Achrayim want a taina, and what's the mitzvah of Hekdish? Beis Hekdish. In fact, the Achrayim, why is it called Beis Hekdish? We're talking about that you have Hekdish in your house. What's that guy stole Hekdish? He stole from the machsan, he stole from the storehouse of Hekdish. You had Hekdish sitting in your house. Why is it called Beis Hekdish? Wherever it is, it's called Beis Hekdish. Beis Ish is my private house, and if it's Hekdish, it's called Beis Hekdish. Why is it called Beis Hekdish? I'm not talking about they stole Hekdish dafka from the house of Hekdish or from their storehouses. It could be you have Hekdish in your house, and somebody stole it. So the Achrayim want to tell you that what Rabbeinu Yonah may have meant to say is that you see that wherever an object is, it's called in the Rishus of the ownership. That means if Hekdish is sitting in my driveway, that's called Beis Hekdish because it's in the Rishus of Hekdish. And the Rabbeinu Yonah wanted to bring a raya that the word bias doesn't mean geographical, the word bias means Rishos. You have the interesting rabbi. Why is it called Beis Hekdish? The Hekdish is by you. It's not in the house of Hekdish. The Torah says the word bias doesn't mean house. The word bias means Rishos. And what they meant to say is that wherever the object is, it's Hekdish. Beis Hekdish. That's called you're taking it from Hekdish because wherever it is, it's in the Rishos of Hekdish. The word bias means Rishos. Very nice job, by the way. Why is every time you steal Hekdish called you're taking it from Beis Hekdish and not from Beis Ish? Wait, why is it called Beis Hekdish? The house is mine. The answer is the word house doesn't mean house in the Torah. The word house means the Rishos of Hekdish. So wherever you're taking it from the Rishos of Hekdish, because wherever Hekdish is, it's in the Rishos of Hekdish. Very similar to the drasha of Ma Beisav Rishosai, Afkob Rishosai. That's one pshat that Achorinim say. So the Rabbeinu Yonah was bringing a raya that the word Beisav is not like the Mechilta, that it means geographically where it is. That's not the whole drasha is wrong, because the word Beisav means Rishosai, slowly. The word Beisav means Rishosai, slowly. I once heard Rav Asher, he said a different pshat, which other Achorinim say, he's also an Achorin. I wonder if Rav Asher said a different shot, which Achorinim say, and that is that it's mashim from there. Rav Engel is not an Achorin. You disagree? Rav Engel disagree. Rav Asher is an Achorin. He meant to say he's a Rishon. He's an Achorin. I told you once I had a 10th grade Rebbe who said that his contemporaries, the Ktzais and the Nesivas, argue on him. That was the last 10th grade Rebbe. You got it, brother. He and his contemporaries have a machlekes. Who are your contemporaries? The Ktzais and the Nesivas. Some say that it's chaka true. That's a story from almost 50 years ago. Of a fart. Even then, it was still 300, 250 years after the Ktzais and the Nesivas. But I learned from that that what?
Is that
an Achron? No, I'm not an Achron. I'm what they call a malakit. You know these swarm on the parashah. They pull together the Divrei Torah and they print it. That's me. Yeah, it's a likut of that. Not when's the Sefer coming out? Which one? And how to deal with the Bachrim who want to go to Europe? That one? Which one? Akapana Nachzal in Yaninu. That's what he meant in Yon of the Yom. That's what I'm going to hit the whole Shabbos. Yeah, among other things. Listen carefully. I heard from Rav Asher, he said a different shot. He said the miut of Beis Ish, or maybe Beis Hekdish, is mashma that if you steal from the private person, you're over. If you steal from Hekdish, you're not over. What happens if you steal from a Shomer? If you steal from a Shomer, you're over. The diuk of mashma only came to Mamayit Beis Hekdish. It's not Mamayit the bias of a Shomer. That's called Beis Ish. When you steal it from the Shomer, that's called, because it's only Mamayit. What's the Gemara say? The Gemara says Beis Ish, or maybe Beis Hekdish. What about Beis Shomer? That it's not Mamayit. It's only Mamayit Beis Hekdish. Hekdish is called in a different Rishos. You know something, it doesn't make a difference what exactly Rabbeinu Yoyna meant to bring a raya. The Akoponim, it's mashma. Rabbeinu Yoyna came to bring a raya that the word bias means rishos. That wherever it is, it's called in your rishos. If he meant the first shot, I have an itiyah towards the first shot. That he meant to bring a raya that the word bias means rishos as opposed to house. And that's why wherever the hekdish is, it's called base hekdish. So Rabbeinu Yoyna learned from there that the word bias means rishos, meaning domain, shlita. Control, not geographical shot. Either way, what did Rabbeinu Yoyna say? I'm going to soon speak out the nafkaminas. What did Rabbeinu Yoyna say? Rabbeinu Yoyna came along and said that the entire Yishmael Agoyim is wrong for a very simple reason. Because it's true that in order to be chayiv by Rav, by Motzei, I need that it should be basic. But basic doesn't mean house, basic means Virashusoi. And we already had a Tosis read on Thursday who taught us that wherever the object is, it's called in Yerushos. That the Yenagai, that I put it in Yenagai's backyard, or Yenagai's for Kabbalah, right? It doesn't take it out of my Rishos. Wherever it is, it's under my Rishos. Wherever it is, it's under my Rishos. Wherever it is, it's in my Rishos. Islachai Rabbeinu Yoyna is very clear. Rabbeinu Yoyna is the one who learns, Alderot the Tosis Rid, that the reason why you're Chayiv, wherever the object is, because wherever it is, it's in your Rishos, it's under your domain, it's under your control, and I don't hold all the Gansa Maisa, because in order for something to be in your Rishos, it doesn't have to be by you. Zer, Atkan. Finished. Wherever it is, it's made in your rishos. Whereas he proved from the words of the word bias means rishos. At kan, the pshat of the Rabbeinu Yoyna. Comes along the Rosh and agrees to Rabbeinu Yoyna. But he says a different part. V'nirali, the Dabra Poshidu, the Apa Pisha Nifka, Kibbal Avachayat, Bekomakam, Ikra, Momen, Shabbalmu, Bekibin Sheishilo, Hanifka, Beisir, the Shemir, Momen, Kari Beisir. First of all, Pshat, and then we're going to go to the big Lomdas with all the big Nafkaminas. Zakir Rosh, Rabbeinu Yoyna is right. But you'll all agree with me, first of all, in the setup, he said Rabbeinu Yoyna is right, but not for the reason that Rabbeinu Yoyna said. Rabbeinu Yoyna said that the reason why you're over is because wherever it is, it's Bishul Zavailam, right? Wherever it is. That's not what the Rosh said. The Rosh said a whole speech over here. What did he say? Ikr HaMomon Shel HaBailamu. I want to focus on those key words. What does it mean, Ikr HaMomon Shel HaBailamu? What are those key words? What does it mean? The Ikr moment is yours, the Ikr moment is not yours. What's meant to us? What's to us? It's just me, Torah. What do these words mean? You also saw the Rosh this morning. He's passing like Rabbeinu Yoyna, not like the Yishmael Agoyim that you're over. And by the way, you should know that this Rosh is the Shita of the Rosh who doesn't hold like Yishmael Agoyim, he holds you over even if it's outside your Rosh. But why? Because Ikr moment and Shalabayim. What do those words mean? What's he coming to explain? He's obviously not saying like Rabbeinu Yoyna who said the Lashon of wherever it is is in your Rosh. He's obviously not saying Rabbeinu the Oil of Rosh HaMafkiru. He's saying, Ikra, what do those words mean? Cryptic words. Ikra Moshavail. I want to explain a lot what it means. We shtelled that the Yishmael Agoyim get up and say that when somebody else is Mekabal HaChrayas, you're not over. So the Shagas Ari Kimbeduber wanted to wipe that out. He wanted to delete it. Shagas Ari wanted to say it's Lav Dafka. It's going to explain why the Nifkat's Chayav, but the Mafkat is not Chayav because he holds like it has to be in your house. We said in the Rosh and the Rosh and the Torah not like that. That the Yishmael Agoyim, so he said, Mashach, the Yishmael Agoyim hold like the Mechilta, they hold like the Ramban, they hold it has to be geographically in your Rishos or not, make up your mind. And Hussein taught us that the Yishmael Agoyim held a completely different shot. And we're going to be looking now at four Shitas. The Ramban held, the Rabbeinu David, they held a new Pesachim. In order to be everybody rolled by Motzei, it's not enough that you own the Chametz or slash Achrayis, it has to be geographically in your Rishos. It has to be in your Rishos. If not in your Rishos, you're not a Gendik. Shalom Yisrael. And that's why, in the Pshat of Yichel Davayis, Yisrael's not over, the Goy's not over. You have to be in your Rishos Gendik. That's the Ramban, that's the baseline of Zimah. The Yishmael Agoyim obviously, didn't say that, because if they would have held that it has to be geographically in your Rishos, so why did they say that the Mafkid's not over when the Nifkad is Mekabal Achrayis? Now, the Biyat Ram is a completely different Pshat. And I'm going to show it to you Mefurish in the Rosh. And then we're going to build more. The Yishmael Agoyim held that the Esem It doesn't have to be in your resource geographically. It doesn't have to be in your Norfolk. What do I need? I need that even though it's not in my resource, I need that the other party is holding it for me. Pshat is that when I put it into somebody's resource, the Nifkad is a Yoda Richt of me. I'll explain. Let's say I have Chametz. I put it into somebody's resource. I'm afkid it to somebody's resource. So the Rabban says, you're not over. It's out of your geographical area. It's not Botechem Gendrik. The Yishmael Goyim held, I don't need Botechem. I don't need geography. What I do need is that it's being held for you. I need that it's by you. I don't need to be in your Rishos. I don't need to be geographically Botechem in your Rishos, in your backyard. I don't need that. What I do need is, it should be held for you. Then it's cool that it's by you. Now, when I have Chametz, I take my Chametz and I put it down by you, and I say, can you hold it for me? Can I drop off my Chametz by you? Forget about Achrayas, forget about Shem, anything. Can I drop it over you? The answer is yeah. He's holding it for me. That's cool, that's why me. I need it to be in my backyard. I need it to be in my bias. I need it to be in my geographical area. No. When I give it to somebody, he's a nifkad. When I give it to the guy, he's holding it for me, slowly. I'll show you in a minute who says this. So what's the problem with the guys with Kabbalah Chayes? Yeah, I want to make a stop and I want to point out. That did the Yeshua and the Goyim say that I'm not over on my chometz when he's mekabel achrayis, is that means when he's mekabel achrayis, he's causing a problem that without kabbalas achrayis I don't have. I repeat. When the Yeshua and the Goyim say that I am not over because he was mekabel achrayis, what that means is that if he's not mekabel achrayis, everything's fine. The minute he's mekabel achrayis, there's a problem that starts. What's the problem? The answer is that Kol Zman, he's not mekabel achrayis, he's holding for me. Who's he holding for? He's holding for me. I asked him to, can I drop off my chometz? You said, Bakashah, put it down. But when he has achrayis, so he now has a financial interest in this ach, whatever the financial interest is. So now he's not just holding it for me, he's holding it for himself because he has a financial interest in this ach. What the Yeshua HaGoyim meant to say was that in order to be over, it doesn't have to be geographically in your rishos. It could be geographically in somebody else's rishos. That's not like the Ramban. No, the word is, I need that the guy should hold it for me. If he doesn't hold it for me, no, norvos. Normally, every nifkat holds it for you. That's the nature of a nifkat. I'm asking you to hold this out for me. I don't need it to be in my backyard. I don't need it to be in my geographical rishos. I need the guy to hold it for me. He's holding it for me. I went to the guy. I said, I'm going over for Yantiv. Can I drop my chometz by you? He said, Bebakasha. No, that's cool. That is being held for me. That's cool. That's enough. I don't need more than that, but I need that. So, what happens if Yannick has a Kabbalah Achrayis on it? So now he's holding it for himself already. He has an interest in the Zach. He has a financial gram in the Zach. That's already enough to make it that I'm not over. So why am I not over? Not because it's out of my geographic rishos. Not because it's out of my geographic rishos. That's not the reason why I'm over. I'm not over because it's not being held for me anymore. Slowly. Everything slowly. Kemon Rabbeinu Yoina. Bear with me now what I'm going to say now. Dvom Neroim. One after the other. Kemon Rabbeinu Yoina and said, I don't hold it this whole thing. I don't need you to hold it for me. Wherever it is, it's in my rishos. I don't need the holding for me. All I need is that it's under my shlita, like the Tosfos Ritz said on Thursday. If all I need is shlita, I have shlita. Wherever it is, it's in my rishos. Wherever it is, it's under my domain. Besa doesn't mean house. Besa means rishos. Besa means shlita. Shlita I have on it. So wherever it is, it's in the rishos of the mafkid. He took achrayas. He didn't take achrayas. What did he tell me? That when he takes achrayas, he's not holding it for me anymore. I don't need him to hold it for me. All I need is that it should be in my rishos. It should be under my shlita. Word rishos not meaning geography. Word rishos means shlita. I have domain over it. Said Rabbeinu Yoni, chalnesh on the gantz amaisa. Says the Rosh, who did the Rosh hold like now? So who did the Rosh hold like? He holds like a Rabbeinu Yoina, holds like Yeshua Nagoinim. He holds like Yeshua Nagoinim. Rabbeinu, the Rosh holds fundamentally the Yeshua Nagoinim are right, that it has to be held for me. It's not enough that it's under my shlita that I can do with it what I want. No, it's not enough. It has to be held for me. I think I was with Kabbalah Achrayis, and he's holding it for himself. Here comes the Zach, look inside. The Apple Pisha Nifkit Kibbalah Achrayis. Iker Hamamin Shall Habailamu. This is the Yontif. What do you mean to say when he said Iker Hamamin? He meant to say it's very nice that he has Achrayis. But at the end of the day, who does the Zach belong to? Belongs to you. Watch this. Bekimat Sheshilo Hanifkar Beso Shurimimimimimimimimimimim Karina Be Beso. Now the word Hishilo means I literally lent it to you? No. It doesn't mean that I mamish lent it to you. The word yeshila doesn't mean I mamash lent it to you. Yeshila means I'm holding it for you. Yeshila means I'm holding it for you. When I was mekabel achrayis, I'm holding for you. When I was mekabel achrayis, I'm holding. That's that in liktach and kabbalas achrayis that I'm holding for you. Says the Rosh of Mamel de Kazach. Says the Rosh, fundamentally, the drasha of the Mechilta, he's correct. It's Pesach. That means the etzim taich of the words, not the din of the Mechilta. The drasha of Pesach, it has to be Pesach, it's called Pesach. Because it's being held for me. It's being held for me, that's enough. No, the point is, you'll tell me that if you bought the guy with Kabbalah Achrayis, he's not holding it for me, he's holding it for himself. That's what the Rosh answered back. The Rosh answered back and he said, Iker Hamomain Shalabailamu. No, it's being held for you, because at the end of the day, the Ikr moment is yours. Is when I want to go down up. So if the Nidin was the Nidin of Rabbeinu Yainah, is it under my Shlita or not? So the words Ikr moment doesn't make any sense. What do you mean Ikr moment? Yeah, Ikr moment not. Who cares? Is it under my Shlita or is it not under my Shlita? The answer is, but according to the Yeshman Agoyin, and then a whole like Rabbeinu Yainah, that it's totally who Shlita it's under. According to Yeshman Agoyin, it's totally whether the Zach is being held for me or not. Whether the Zach is being held for me. If the Zach is being held for you, said the Yeshman HaGoyinim, when the guy doesn't take Achrayis, it's being held for you. When the guy takes Achrayis, he's holding for himself. Every time to rush back and says, no, even when he has Achrayis, but Ikr moment, he might have a grand moment. He might have a financial interest in this Chometz, but the Ikr moment is mine. And about the Ikr moment is mine, about it's being held for me. And that's the oimik of what the rush meant to say. I'll tell you a double neira. In Shulchan Aruch, Simin Tov Mem, I want to tell you Dov Anoro. The Shulchan Aruch and Simin Tov Mem in the beginning, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah bring down the following din. What happens if I take Achrayis, a Chometz of a Goy? Goy gives me Chometz of Achrayis. Afterwards, I go ahead and I'm mafkir it by somebody else. I repeat again. Shulchan Aruch brings down a din with Ramah. What happens if a goy is mafkir chometz by me? And I take that chometz and I'm mafkir it by somebody else. I'm going away. I say, leave me. So Shulchan Aruch says, Yoiver. I eat out of your rishos. We don't pass in like Ramah. That's why a lot of you ask me, Shulchan, we don't pass in like Ramah. I repeat again. I want to get the story clear because I'm saying a big vart now. Shulchan Aruch says that if a goy gives me chametz and I take achrayis on it, achrayis means I'm a shemachim, I'm a shemachim. Then I take that achrayis and I'm mafkir by another goy. When I say I'm mafkir by another goy, I mean to say not with achrayis. I'm mafkir by another goy. I said I'm mafkir to a different nachri. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you're over. I eat out of your rishos. I don't care if it's out of your rishos. You're mafkir. I have achrayis. Who cares where it is? Okay, slowly. By the way, last week we spoke about a case. What happens if instead of putting it by another guy, I give it back to the guy? That's Chem Social Nochri, the base Social Nochri. That's another case. I'm not talking about that today. Today we're talking about a case where a guy was mafkin by me chometz. I took the chometz on Achrayis, I'm chayim on a viral mafkin, and then I took it as mafkin by somebody else, I left it by somebody else. So then it says the Shulchan Aruch, and I'm a yoiver. It says the Magen Avraham. Simple Magen Avraham, and there's your brew in the beginning of Simon Tov Mem, Shreis Chai Bekayim. The Magen Avraham himself Shreis Chai Bekayim on himself. Listen to the story. I took Achrayis on a Grace Chometz, I'm over. I was mafkid by somebody else, I'm over. What happens if I took a Grace Chometz on Achrayis, and I was mafkid by a different Goy, and he took Achrayis? What's the din, says the Magen Avraham? Again, I took Achrayis on somebody's Chometz, I was mafkid by somebody else, and that's somebody else on the Kamachai. That's the case of who? Is that the case of Yeshua Nagoyim, by the way? Yeshua Nagoyim spoke about a case of, what was the case Yeshua Nagoyim spoke about? Yisrael Shehif Gidchem Toyez. I'll talk about a different case. I took Achrayis on a Goy's Chometz. If Achrayis I take on the Goy's Chometz and I put it by somebody else, I'm over. What's the difference where it is? Well, let's say I take Achrayis on a Goy's Chometz and I mafkid it by another Goy and that Goy's Mekabel Achrayis on him. Says the Magen Avraham, you're not over. Dr. Morgan of Rome, why not? Because the Yeshman are going to him. We don't pass him like the Yeshman are going to him. The Rosh Park is not like the Yeshman are going to him. Says the Morgan of Rome, that we don't pass him like the Yeshman are going to him, that's only when it's your own promise. What was the case the Yeshman are going to him? Yisrael Shehifkid Chem Tsoi, Eitzel Nochri, Oyez Yisrael Chavir, Vekibla Nifkil Avach Rayas. But if you have goyish chametz that you took achrayis for, and you're giving it to another goy, and the other guy was mekabel achrayis, then you're not over. Then we agree to the yesh min agoyim. I repeat, the Magen Avraham in the beginning of Siman Tov Mem Amud Aleph splits the psak and says we partially paskin like the yesh min agoyim. What's the case? If I take achrayis on a goy's chametz and I'm mafkid it to somebody else, I put it outside my door, I put it outside my rishos, I'm over. If I put it, give it to a nifka, I give it to a nifka. I'm over. That's what forces of Hanach. Says the Magen Avraham that even the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if you take achrayis on chametz and you put it by a delta yoiver, that's only if the nifkar was not mekabel achrayis. But if the nifkar was mekabel achrayis, then you are what? Then you're not over. Frick the Magen Avraham on himself, but the Rosh paskins not like the Yesh Min HaGoyim. We don't paskin like the Yesh Min HaGoyim. We don't paskin like the Yesh Min HaGoyim. We paskin that if I have chametz of Yisrael and I put it by somebody's mekabel achrayis, I am over. Says the Magen Avraham split. When you have your own chametz and you put it by somebody else and that party's with kabbalah chayis, you are right, but not like the Yishmael Grand, the Rosh argues. But in a case where I took a chayis out of a goy's chametz and I put it by somebody else and that somebody else with kabbalah chayis, then the Yishmael Grand are right. That means that the Rosh argues on the Yishmael Grandin is only when it's Jewish chametz that you gave to somebody else and that somebody else was with kabbalah chayis. What happens if it's goy's chametz that I have a chayis on that I put it by somebody else and that person was with kabbalah chayis, then I'm not over. Marashach, you hold like the Yesh Min HaGoyim, we don't hold like the Yesh Min HaGoyim. Make up your mind. For example, if the Yesh Min HaGoyim meant to say it has to be in your geographical rishos, what's the chiluk between Goyish HaChametz and Yiddish HaChametz? What's the chiluk? And the Magen Avraham dropped a bombshell. You hold like Yesh Min HaGoyim, hold it. Do you hold that the other guy's Kabbalah Zachariah ruins your Bailus? What's the between Jewish HaChametz and Goyish HaChametz? I once heard for Rav Asher, he says, before the Rosh, why did the Rosh argue on the Yesh Min HaGoyim? Iker Hamam and Shalabailam. Why did the Rosh argue the Yesh Min HaGoyim? He didn't say the Yesh Min HaGoyim are wrong. Rabbeinu Yonah said the Yesh Min HaGoyim are wrong. Rabbeinu Yonah said this end of Akasa. It's always in your Rishos, wherever it is. Have a good day. It's always in my Rishos, wherever it is. Have a good day. Yeah, I'm saying, Babasha Yantif. Yantif. Rabbeinu Yonah said the Yesh Min HaGoyim are wrong. Wherever it is, it's in my Rishos. It's always in my domain. The Rosh said the Yesh Min HaGoyim are right. When somebody else takes Achrayis, there is a tzad to say that he's not holding for you. He needs somebody to hold for me. Just the Rosh said, "Vibalt ikker amomen shaloi. Vibalt the ikker amomen is mine. Vibalt the ikker money is mine. So it's always being held for me, even though it is achrayis. Afalpi, even though there's achrayis. But since the ikker moment is mine, he's still holding for me what the Rosh calls, he lent it for me. Doesn't mean Imamish lent me the Rishos. But it's that's the heart. You have nice to know. Said the Magen Avraham, that's why you argue on the Yesh Min HaGoyim? That's only because ikker moment shaloi. When the ikker moment is yours, so then I say it's being held for me wherever it is. What happens when the ikker moment is not mine? So all I have is a financial interest in it. He also has a financial interest in it. Thus, Hashem is being held for me. That's why La Mita Shal Torah. So here's with the Zafkamina of why Rabbeinu Yonah argued on the Yesh Min HaGoyim and why the Rosh argued Yesh Min HaGoyim. Rabbeinu Yonah said the ganze zach heps of Hashem. Rabbeinu Yonah said the ganze zach heps of Hashem doesn't stop at all because I couldn't care less. Whether it's being held for you, I couldn't be held if it wasn't held for you. I couldn't care less where it is. I couldn't care less where it's not. All I care about is one thing. It's always your rishos, wherever it is, like Tosfos said.
Even if it's not really yours.
What do you say?
Even if it's not really yours,
because the din of what he called gives it a din, as if it's yours. Wherever it is, whatever level of violence I need for Bayer or Bayamotze, it is wherever it is. So Rabbeinu Yonah said, wherever it is, your rishos, mach nishos. But the Rosh came along and argued the Yesh Min HaGoyim. It means, I'll say one thing is clear. The Rosh held, I don't need you to hold it for me. What did Rabbeinu Yonah ding? What did Rabbeinu Yonah ding on him? Rabbeinu Yonah dinged on the Yesh Min HaGoyim and said, I don't need it to be held for you. All I need to know, first of all, Rabbeinu Yonah spoke about your own chametz, okay? Correct? On your own chametz. I don't need to be held for you, whatever it is, Rosh. I can hear the same thing by Goyish chametz also. It's not dafka. I don't know. I'm prepared to even talk about it, but that's not the dingarai of the Yesh Min HaGoyim. The Yesh Min HaGoyim who said that if Yenagah was a Kabbalah Achrayis, he's holding it for himself. Said Rabbeinu Yonah, ain't the Vakka said, I don't need you to hold it for me. Wherever it is in your Rishos Gandik, watch. But the Rosh who said that the Yesh Min HaGoyim are fundamentally right, that in order to be over, I need you to hold it for me. And when Yenagah was a Kabbalah Achrayis, the reason why it's called being held for me is because Ikro Oyne Shalabai Lamu. In a case where it's not Ikramoinish Alabayom, so what happens? I have epis of financial interest in it, so does he. So who's it being held for? It's being held for by the guy who's holding it, for whatever reason is holding it. On that, the Rosh will agree to the Yesh Ben HaGoyim. The Rosh will agree to the Yesh Ben HaGoyim. The Rosh will agree to the Yesh Ben HaGoyim that it has to be held for you. And in a case where the guy was Mekabel Achrayus, he's holding it for himself, not for me. That's the Shaki Morgan Avram, that the Morgan Avram said in Halacha, that even though the Rosh argues on the Yesh Ben HaGoyim, that's only when it's your own chametz that's in the hands of somebody else who's Mekabel Achrayus. But when it's chametz that you took Achrayus on, and somebody else was Mekabel, here's the part, watch. If it's chametz, Rabbi Mike, this is what I'm going to answer you. If it's chametz that I took Achrayus on, and now it's by somebody else, Morgan Avram agrees you over. Yeah, Maisa? The answer to your question is before Shulchan Aruch. If I take Achrayus on the chametz of a goy and I put it by somebody else and he wasn't mekabel Achrayus, Moshtei Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, I'm over. It's being held for me. Why is it being held for you? It's not your chametz. Shteinish says, either it's being called for you, it's on your shos, machnish. That's before Shulchan Aruch. What you ask is before Shulchan Aruch. Shteinish, it's called enough. But when Yenna guys mekabel Achrayus on it, so now we have this fara of he's holding it for himself. What are you going to tell me? Yikr Mamayna, Yikr Mamayna, when I tell you Yikr Mamayna. That's where it was Noilat. That means we know for sure that our pshat in the Rosh is Richtig because the Magid Avram took it and went with it Lahalacha. There'll be a difference between what type of chametz were you mafkid by the other guy when he was Mekabal Achrayis. When he wasn't Mekabal Achrayis, so we say wherever it is, it's being held for me. Because Yichud HaBayis is something else completely. Yichud HaBayis is in a case where I took Achrayis. And I was mashallah to him. So according to that pshat, it could be chemsa shanochi, beis shanochi in Rapapa. And you have to know exactly what Ravashi came along and learned. That's something else. The other part is Yichud HaBayis makes you want to tell me that that's a raya from Yichud HaBayis if that's the pshat in Yichud HaBayis. So according to Rapapa, it's not a raya, correct? It's not a raya either, because if I learn like the Tosfos read, that the Pshat of Rav Ashi is what do you call it? The Rosh later on doesn't bring the Pshat of the, what do you call it? It doesn't bring the Pshat of the Ramban, that it's even by Chometz or Chometz. It doesn't say anything, the Rosh. It just means our Papa is a Sfarah. You understand? It just means Rapapa that it's a svara. It could be that, I don't know how he learns Ravashi. It's an unknown. So you don't have a clear right, especially if you learn like a Tosfos Rid, so it's not clear. Either way, not clear. Yes, in a good horror. But Akoponim, I don't need to come on to that Ravashi, because it's a Mefurash Rosh, that the vote is Ikram Amayna, and that's the Lumdus. Either way, whether if that's the Pshat Ravashi, you can say this, I'll let that be the Pshat Ravashi, but either way, that's the Pshat. But it's a mistake we said. Because the case of Morgan Avram is where I gave it to somebody, and that somebody was Mekabel Achrayus. It's a reverse case, where the guy gave it to me, and I was Mekabel Achrayus. And I was Miyachid him the Mokum, so my Achrayus doesn't work to make me Chayiv. You know what I'm saying? But it's not a case where the other guy was Mekabel Achrayus. Tom was Miyachid the Mokum. He was Mekabel Achrayus on it. I still have the Achrayus, even though it's Miyachid the Mokum. So Miyachid the Mokum has to be a different problem. It's some sort of historian in your Kabbalah Achrayus. You know what I'm saying? The case of Yichud HaMokum is not the case of the Morgan Avram. The case of Morgan Avram, I took Achrayus on it, and then I put it by somebody else who was Mekabel Achrayus on it. In this case over here, I was Miyachid to the guy who gave it to me. He wasn't Mekabel Achrayus. I still have the Achrayus. I'm the one who has the exclusive Achrayus. That's all I'm saying. So it's obviously a different problem, you understand? It's nothing to do with the Morgan Avram. Morgan Avram's talking about a case where I took Pliny's Rodriguez's chametz and I gave it to Lopez to take Achrayus. Yichud? So it's a different case completely. It's a completely different case. I want to say more to Kazakh. I want to hear what the Olam says. Hayetzim b'dvareinu. There are four shittas in this topic. Hayetzim b'dvareinu. There are four shittas, and I want to say an afkamina between all four shittas. La locha lemaisa. You come with the Shemayim after 120. And depending what they're learning over there, Masechta Derekiya, point on that day. I presume they're doing Masechta a day. Well, it's faster than you, yeah. That's not that. It's faster than the mirror, yes. You come up to Shemayim and they're learning Pesachim that day. They'll ask you, what's the din? If a guy takes his chomus and puts it out into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, is he over by Rabbi Matzah or not? I want to make a cheshbon, which brings out the power of everything I said. I want to hear what the Eilim say, what the Lomdim say here. Watch. A guy has chomus, he puts it outside the door. Which the Vilt is not able to do, by the way. Let's take a cheshbon. According to Rabban, what's the din? Shita number one, you're not over. According to the Yeshman Agoinim, oh, wait a second. You said it too quickly, Rabbi Michael. According to Rabban, it's clear. According to the Yeshman Agoinim, I put it out the door, am I over or not?
Yes.
According to the Yeshman Agoinim, a guy takes chomet and puts it outside the door in Rosh Hashanah. Is he over or not? I'm not with the Shakazai. We left the Shakazai behind already. Shakazai says he was like Ramban. I know that. I know that. I didn't forget. I don't know the Alzheimer's yet. He's in. No. What's that saying? Oh, so you changed your mind? No. So it's like, no. He's bigger. The other says what? He's Potter. Why are you Potter? Why is he saying why are you Potter? Because it's not being held for you. Why is it not being held for you? Not because of the Rabban's reason that what? That's out of Arishos. I don't need to be in Arishos. But the whole problem with somebody else is holding it for himself. Because he's holding it for himself, he's not holding it for me. Won't be if it's in Rosh Hashanah, it's in a neutral zone. It's not being held for somebody else, it's also not being held for me. Is that called Rosh Hashanah and holds it for me? What's that I'm going to say? What? Okay, now. Correct, but I said, because that's the reason, because usually when somebody else is holding it, he's holding it for you. In a case where he's a Kabbalah Friday, he's holding it for himself. What about a case where it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? What about a case where it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? The Yeshman HaGoyim don't talk about it. The Yeshman are going to talk about a case where it's mafkid by somebody else, but when he takes achrayas, he's not holding it for me. And when he's not taking achrayas, then it's cool, he's holding it for me. What will be if it's a Rosh Hashanah? I'm talking about Michael good. That it's not being held for you. It's in a neutral zone. It's not being held for somebody else. It's not being held for you. The Yeshman is stopping. I never had a clarity on this suffix. What will be the din according to the Yeshman are going to where it's Rosh Hashanah? My neti is like he's saying that you're not over, by the way. My neti is like he's saying that you're not over, because albeit it's true, nobody else took achrayas, but it's also not being held for you. That's number shita number two. Shita number three. Not finished yet. Shita number three is Rabbeinu Yonah. What's the din according to Rabbeinu Yonah for Rosh Hashanah? Oh, yeah. Echayv, because wherever it is in your Rosh Hashanah. Shita number four, according to the Rosh, what happens if I put it on Rosh Hashanah? It's Pasha Dei Potter. I mean, not Pasha. It's the same as the Yeshman Agoinim. Because the only reason why he said is Ikram Amoina is being held for you. It's Nishal. It's being lent to you. And but lent doesn't mean mamish lending. There's a lot of rise that doesn't mean mamish lending. But it means that they're holding it for you. And that's why Ikram Amoina is being held. What happens to Rosh Hashanah? Will be whatever the Yeshman Agoinim be. What's the status of the Yeshman Agoinim? If it be Rosh Hashanah, where nobody's holding it for you, nobody's not holding it for you, right? Again, you. Because Ikum Amoina, we said according to the Rosh himself speaks out as we belt Ikum Amoina, therefore you're holding it for me. But I have the dagger that you're holding it for me. You're holding it for the one who's the Ikum Amoina. So if we have four shittas, and the nafkamina will be the din if I put it out of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim for different reasons. And the big nafkamina will be, what happens in a case when I took achrayas on something and I put it into a different rishos and the other guy took achrayas? In a case where I took achrayas on something and the other guy didn't take achrayas, then you're right, wrong. That's okay, because he's holding it for me. In a case where I took achrayas and the other guy took achrayas also, then the Magen Avraham made a split between Chamtza Shei Yisrael and Chamtza Shalakim. One second. I want to end off with a shtickle cherry on the ice cream, if it's a mutter. I asked at the beginning, why did the Rosh bring this down over here and not over there? Why did the Rosh bring it down in the wrong place? We're not talking about the sugi of outside Jerusalem. The sugi of outside Jerusalem is the Yeftasim involved. So, the stuff of the Pashup Shad is something very simple. The Yeshman HaGoyim came along and said that if I have chametz, my own chametz, we'll talk about the classic case, I have my own chametz, said the Ishmael Grave, if you give it out to somebody else, and the Nifkur was Mekabel Achrayas, you're not over because he was Mekabel Achrayas, said the Torah. We explained why, because he's holding it for himself. Have an interesting Ha'ara. What level of Achrayas does he need to take on in order that I shouldn't be over? The Ishmael Grave got up and said, Abam, I have Chametz, my Chametz, not the case of the Magen Avraham, which is a complicated case of Chametz that I took Achrayas on, I gave it to somebody else to take Achrayas. I have my Chametz. And I gave it to somebody else and he took Achrayas on it. I'm not over Sheshman Agrayim. What level of Achrayas do I need in order for me not to be over, not for me to be over, because it's my Chametz? The Rosh doesn't say. You saw what the Ishmael Agrayim don't say. Libi Omer Li, it's Stavra to say, it's the same standards of level of Achrayas that you need in order to be Chayiv, no? Why, by the way? Because the level of Achrayas that you need to be Chayiv is the level of interest and Shaykhus that you have in the money, in the Chametz, that's enough to be called your Chametz, enough to be over on. And what's the level that I need? The Yana guy's holding it for himself and not for me. Mistumma the same level. No, that's the Sechel HaYosha says. The Rosh doesn't explain which level of Achrayas I need. So then the Hemshech of the Rosh is very Gishmak. The Rosh over there in Siman Dalet just finished off speaking about what? What did the Rosh just finished speaking about a line before? What level of Achrayas do I need to have in order that I should be Chayav and somebody else's Chometz? Continues the Rosh and says, V'yesh min ha'goyinim Musay, what happens if he's Mekabel Achrayas? What type of Achrayas? The Achrayas that I just spoke about. Shabachinam, Shabbesachar, whatever the level is. That's the flow. The flow is, what does Achrayas do? Achrayas, if I'm a Kabbal Achrayas, is the reason why I'm Chayiv. Shabachinam, Shabbesachar. Then he continues to say, but the Yeshman Agrayim says the other way around. Now what happens if what? If I took my Chometz and somebody else was a Kabbal Achrayas, that's Mafkir Dechiv. Why is Mafkir Dechiv? Because it's not called he's holding it for me. Why is it called he's not holding? He's holding for himself. Why is it called he's holding for himself, by the way? Because he has epis ashaykhis that is that. That epis ashaykhis is the same epis ashaykhis that's mechayiv me if I take achrayas somebody else's chametz. Now he has an epis ashaykhis, because the epis ashaykhis is that he's holding it for himself. Emphat the Rosh back to him, no! Ikar a moment, it's niflamoid, it's mosuk midvash. The Rosh answered back and said, you're holding some mistake, Rabbi Babinu Yeshman Agoinim. Because Ikar a moment is still yours. So what? Who cares? No, you think the Rosh looks like a pretty mistake. Who cares if Ikar a moment is not? The Torah says that's the whole discussion. When the other guy takes on Achrayas, he has a vested financial interest in it. And that's enough to be called that he's holding for himself now. Said the Rosh, Nain, its Ikra moment is yours. The Ikra moment is still yours. So the guy has epis and interest in it. That epis and interest, watch, is enough to make me chayiv on his chametz. But it's not enough to be called that when my chametz won't be over when he's holding it. That's the Zelu Maseh. That's where this din appears in Siman Dalet, where we're talking about what does Achrayas to weigh. You hear the tifkeit? The Rosh finished saying that Achrayas to Zoyt, that it's called, I have an interest in it. Jumped the Rosh's head. The Yeshman Agrayim said that if Achrayas creates a financial interest in an object, then it works the other way around also. That if I gave it to somebody who has Achrayas, that's Mafkir that's not being held for me. Said the Rosh, Nein, Ikra moment is still yours, and the guy's about to holding for you. That's Niflamoy, Lamita Shaltari, Abshad and the Rosh. All that's true when it's my Chometz that I gave to someone to take Achrayas. That's the Morgan Avram. What happens if it's Chometz that I took Achrayas to somebody else that I gave? That's not Ikra Moment. So over there, it's cool. He's holding for himself, and I'm not holding for myself. Shaltari, Umislam.